Hello,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, mga kaalam. Welcome to the new series with the new season here in Alam Friday's World Sharing. Salamat sa aking mga kaalam tonight, no, with District 5 Lady Mentors, Ate Shelo, Ate Ubri, and Ate Celine. Ayan. So, purihin ng Panginoon. So, ngayon, we will journey together, understanding what starting over all about, no? As we kick off this new series. With this thought, I remember Thomas Edison, the great inventor, no? He really had 1,000 inventions before talaga siya magkaroon ng success sa kanyang mga inventions. So, in fact, no, one day, nasunog yung warehouse niya dahil sa kanyang mga experimentation. And then, nakita ito ng kanyang anak. At tinawag niya yung anak niya. Sabi niya, come, no? And then, call your mother because she had never seen like this before. Wow. At sinabi niya sa kanyang anak, look, all our mistakes are burned up. Thank God we can start anew. Wow, can we say that? No, even though my life had been messed up, praise God, for today, I can start anew. And yun nga, ang naging katotohanan sa buhay ni Thomas Edison, after this, he was able to have his first great invention, yung tinatawag na tin foil phonograph. Ayan, the first machine that could record and reproduce sound, created a sensation. At ito ay ng international fame during 1870 to 1874. Wow! No? Talagang hindi natatapos, no, ang buhay natin sa mga failures. We can start over, we can start anew. Alam nyo, beginning this year, January, nagulat na lang ako pag-open ko ng aking laptop. No? Nashock ako kasi looking out, no, for my files, pero wala na akong makita kahit isa. Suddenly, they were all gone. Wala na, hindi ko na matrace kung nasaan na ang aking mga files. And sadly, I had no any backups. Wow, what I held dearly suddenly got lost. But thank God, I can start anew with this fresh revelation. So with this spirit, let us draw ourselves to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah, God, we thank you that even though, Lord, we had so many failures, losses, disappointments in this life, thank you that your light is shining upon us and the hope, Lord, is embracing us tonight that we can start anew. And today is the beginning that we can start over with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Kayo din sa Bible, no? There is this itatawag na Jubilee Year. Diba? Nabasa natin yan sa Leviticus. The Israelites observing Sabbaths, no? As a nation, talagang every seventh year, meron silang tinatawag na sabbatical year. Nagpapahinga silang lahat, nagpapahinga ang lahat ng lupain, at pagkatapos nun, 7 beses nilang inobserve, 7 consecutive years nilang inobserve, ang 7th year sabbatical year, so ang tawag dun ay 7 times 7 equals 49 years, comes the 50th year, yun ang tinatawag nilang the year of release, the year of jubilee. Yan ang aking year ngayon because I am now 50 years old and I am excited with so much of God had prepared for me this year, 50 na ako. So, ganun din sa Israelites, they experienced this year of release, the year of Jubilee. Anong kasama dito? Kalain nyo po, ang lahat ng mga slaves, no? They were declared free. Debts were canceled. Properties na nabenta, no? Lots, houses were returned to the right owner. And then, prisoners were released. Grabe talaga ang pagpapalaya ng Panginoon in the 50th year of the Israelites. Well, God allows us to start over. Isn't it good news? God allows us to start over. Imagine natin ito, lalakbayin natin, tatakbuhin natin in the next at least 2 months here in Aleph Fridays. Starting over becomes a necessary journey to renew, refresh our walk in Jesus. Itong starting over ay kakailanganin natin upang mapanauli at mabigyang tanaw na bago ang lahat, no, sa ating paglakad kasama ang Panginoon. Starting over gives us the chance to do what God really calls us to do. Magawa natin kung ano ba talaga yung pinapagawa ng Diyos at hindi yung mga bagay na gusto lang natin gawin para sa Kanya. Starting over brings us back to what God wants us to be. Isn't it exciting? Makilala natin sino ang Diyos at makilala natin sino tayo sa Kanyang harapan. At dahil doon, magagampanan natin at magagawa natin, no, talagang mabago ang ating buhay mula sa Kanyang kapangyarihan. At doon, mabuhay tayo ayon sa Kanyang disenyo. Well, yun nga kanina nabanggit ko, the bad news, we messed up, right? We messed up with sins. Talagang nagkalat ang buhay natin, nadumihan ang buhay natin, nasira ang iba sa atin because of sins. And we think that our life is a mistake. We are nothing. Para bang collateral damage na lamang pa tayo. But wait, there's the good news. God allows us to start over. Amen? God is redeeming His people. And He is redeeming you and me today. And mas mayroong pang magandang balita doon bukod sa God allows us to start over. And the best news is you can start over with God. You can start over with Him. You can do these mighty works, no, as God leads us, as God governs our lives. In this season, starting over, we secure these three things as true disciples of Jesus. Sa ating po mga kaalab at sa mga bago nating makakasama, titingnan natin at susuriin natin ang tatlong bagay na ito upang malaman natin, ma-define, ma-determine natin na tunay nga akong disciple ng Panginoon. First is our inner life. Masuri natin at makita natin, ma-realize natin that my inner life, the life that is inside of me, my heart, my soul, my spirit, is deeply rooted in the love of God. My identity is found in God alone. And I am after His approval alone. Number two is our devotional disciplines, our daily walk to follow Jesus, even in hard times. So itong devotional disciplines natin, itong pagsunod natin sa Panginoon na hindi seasonal, it's a daily walk with Jesus. And number three, let there be security in our transformation. It's a lifelong process, yes, pero sabi doon, kailangan makita natin, no, sa bawat araw as we walk with Jesus in followership to Him, there is this transformation. The lasting fruit that we bear is a life change. Well, unless we start over in God, we got stuck. We will get stuck, no? With our lives, with our distractions, with everything that limits us. Pero when we start over in God, with God, no, talagang makikita natin, mapapanauli ang ating isip, ang ating kaluluwa, direksyon. Ano nga ba ang purpose? Ano nga ba ang destiny na inihanda ng Panginoon sa akin? Thus, our lives, no, will not be drifted away from God. Our life becomes purposeful, meaningful, because we live in accordance to His design and His purpose in our lives. Well, mga kaalab, what are the areas you need to start over? Kanina nag-sharing time kayo. Pero meron akong apat, no, na gustong ilarawan. Nasa journey natin na ito, maaari ito yung kailangan mong pag-umpisahan. Number one, when we experience losses, grief, and sorrow. No? Alam ko, marami din to sa atin. Itong isang taon natin sa pandemic, sa quarantine. Maraming nawala ng trabaho, maraming nawala ng mahal sa buhay, maraming nawala ng pag-ibig, no? Nawala ng relationship, nawala ng fire sa Panginoon. So, how to start over in this area? First, learn to lament, cry before God. And sabi nga eh, yung losses natin, no, loss will either transform us or destroy us. But if, no, talagang ibibigay natin ito sa Panginoon, yeah, we will never be the same again. Kasi yung soul natin is elastic. Talagang kagaya ng balloon, no? It can grow larger through sufferings. So pray to the Lord, Lord, enlarge my soul. I want to start over again with this through trials and losses. No, kagaya ni Job, no, he followed the difficult path of allowing his losses to enlarge his soul for God. And God blessed him abundantly with a new family, with a new business, with a new everything in him and for him. God made him to start over. Kaya ang sabi ni Job, in Job chapter 42, verse 5, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. This is the wonder of starting over with God. We will not just hear or learn from God, but we will primarily, up close and personal, see His wonders, and we will get amazed how He leads us to a new path, a path that is abundant. Number two, and life gets hard, di ba? Ngayon, ang hirap ng buhay. Ang hirap ng uncertainties. Pero, remember the Israelites, nabuhay din sila dito eh. 600 to 700 BC, God's people found themselves looking back, no? When circumstances were tough and longing for days of old. Naranasan nila yung hirap sa Babylonia, naranasan nila yung hirap ng captivity, at nanariwa sa kanila ang galaw ng Diyos when they walk in Him in faithfulness. In Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Kung sa tingin natin, pangit yung panahon natin, madilim, nakakatakot, no? Dry, at walang kabuhay-buhay. No? We just live as if, no, talagang niraraos lang natin yung bawat araw. Pero look at this promise. God had started over na. No? He had begun first na nauna na siya sa atin na magpasimula para sa atin. And He is making a new way, no, in the wilderness. In the wasteland, makita natin ang kanyang streams of living water. So do not lose hope in this time that life gets hard. No, we can start over. We can start anew with the ways of God, with the leadership of the Lord, leading us to Himself and to His will. And talaga makita natin, wow, there is this new thing that only God is able to give me. Number three, when you find yourself going back to familiar patterns, yun bang paulit-ulit na lang ang buhay para magsisisi ka and then you want to confess and repent, pero bakit parang mahina yata ako, babalik ka ulit sa kasalanan. And yun, dito ka nangangailangan ng starting over. Reminder sa Ephesians chapter 4, 22-24, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Ang buhay ay hindi natatapos sa failure. Kung failure ka ngayon at repeatedly, no, you are messing up, just make a step. And sana yung step na gagawin mo ngayong gabi is a step of starting over. That leaving yourself behind and starting to put on the new life that God had given you, a life in the Spirit, a life of power, a life that is able to overcome, a life that is created in the likeness of God. And it is possible that you live in righteousness and holiness. Amen? Starting over when you have a broken past. Ayan. Ito yung hindi mo mapatawad yung sarili mo because you have made a big mistake. At parang hindi ka na makaget over because you lost your dreams. You lost everything, no? Na parang yun nga, out of your brokenness. Dahil sa matinding pagkakamali mo, maling desisyon, maling lakad, maling buhay, maling relationship, at nasaktan ka, at talagang minsan sinaktan din natin ang ating mga sarili. No, parang ito yung pagkakataon na talagang you need to start over again. Well, on our own, we can't. Hindi po natin kayang magbago, hindi natin kayang buuin ang ating sarili, hindi natin kayang kuluti ng mga broken pieces of our lives. But good news, God is able to make us whole again. Amen? God will take all our broken pieces and He is able to reshape it again for us. Starting over is never easy, but give your concerns to God. He is able to mend your broken hearts, to heal you, and to make you whole again. Psalm chapter 32, pinakita dito yung buhay ni David, no, that he was broken before God. Yung brokenness niya, hindi yung brokenness that he is desperate for God. He's broken because he offended God with his sins. And therefore, yung brokenness niya brought him to true humility, to come unto the Lord in true confession and repentance. So let us read Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 to 4. Sabi dito, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Dito pinakita ni David, no, ang contrast ng life that is forgiven at yung life that is broken because of unconfessed sin. And in verse 5, sinabi niya dito, I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. What a beautiful verse. Verse 5 depicts, it shows that starting over begins with confession. Starting over begins with receiving God's forgiveness. And in verses 6 to 11, therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. This is the first discipline that develops sa kanya as a true disciple, a discipline of prayer. And then in verse 7, ang sabi niya dito, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. So sabi doon, yung hiding place niya si God. Doon siya pumupunta. This is a discipline of silence and solitude. He learned to spend time, quality time with the Lord. And makita natin in verses 8 and 9, this is another discipline, no? A fruit of life change when you start over with God. Sabi niya dito, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, yun daw ang sabi ni God sa kanya. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Yan ang ganda ng discipline of study. And sabi dito yung discipline of surrender, kitang-kita natin in verse 10 to 11. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Those who are truly surrendered in the Lord can experience His steadfast love each day. And thus, this steadfast love of the Lord will never leave us the same. It will move us to become, His true disciple, with a life that is changed, a life that is upright to Him, a life that is truly righteous, and a life that is truly surrendered to Him. Let's start over, with the true spirit of confession and repentance. So, the challenge natin ngayon, gabi na ito, as we kick off the theme starting over, let starting over be a new start to a good thing with a great God. Amen? Marami na tayong attempts ng pagsisimula, pero bumabalik tayo sa dati. Why? Because God is not present. Subukan natin ngayon as we start anew, taking this challenge to start over. Why not make a step of starting over with our God? In God, by Him, and through Him alone. Before we close in prayer, let me ask you this question. Where do you need to start over? Saan ka ba nangangailangan na makapagpasimulan ulit? Bakit po ito kailangan? Anong dahilan? Why do you need to start over from your losses, your grief, your sorrow, from your sin? Why do you need to start over to see God? Ano ang nagbibigay sa iyo ng dahilan? Bakit kailangan mo nga magsimula? Pero ang pangatlong tanong ko, what would be your specific action to take so you can see a new start to a good thing with our great God? Starting over begins with God in true confession, repentance, asking, Lord, I need you more than ever. I need you more than anything and anyone in this world. Lord, please accept me into your kingdom. I want you to be my King, my Lord, my Savior, my Master. I want to start over for real, for good thing. Not only for good thing, but with you, my great God. If this is your prayer, kindly put your right hand upon your heart and let me pray for you and just follow me in this prayer. Tayo po'y manalangin sa Panginoon. Aming Diyos, aming Ama na makapangyarihan sa lahat, marami pong salamat for you allow us to start over. You are the God of new things. You are the powerful God who makes new paths from the wilderness, from the wasteland. Lord, our lives are messed up because of sin, because of limitations, because of our weaknesses, because of our wrong choices and decisions. Please forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us from all this unrighteousness. And today, Lord, we have seen the great wonders and the blessings of those who will be able to start anew with you for real, forever, in every day of our lives. And Lord, this is what we want, what we desire. At dalangin po namin, Panginoon, your forgiveness to come upon us and your cleansing, Lord, so that we can start anew. And just like Job, Lord, wash away all our tears from us and give us a new vision that you are making a new thing for us beginning today. And Lord, today, tonight, we open up our hearts to you. And we, Lord, surrender our hearts to you and declaring, Jesus, you are our Lord, our Master, our King, our God, our Savior. And beginning today, together with these people in this sanctuary, we will journey together with the fire of God, starting over, not only to get good things, but to start over with a great God in us. with us, for us. This is our Thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Welcome, mga ka-alam, to this journey, starting over, pursuing the godly things and the good things that only can be found in God and God alone. So, purihin ang Panginoon. God bless you as you journey with us. To God be the glory.